Yo, it's 10:52. Yo, check this out. Last night, me and Jacqueline went over to Starbucks, and the guy that handed my coffee recognized me from Jimmy Kimmel. That felt good. That's the only time that's happened. But that was pretty cool. It made up for, you know what I fucked up is that I was like, I'm not gonna read comments. I'm not gonna read YouTube comments, right? And then I scrolled down, read the first three, and they weren't nice. And it really, did I already talk about this on another episode? I might have. So I'll move on. But that's fine. All right. The barista said I was hilarious. So I'll take a real life barista over fucking however many nobody anonymous pieces of shit. Let's look at the news. Okay. Explosion at Manhattan bus terminal. I was unaware. New York Port Authority attack man held after Manhattan blast. Do I have like a news alert? Okay, so there was a, they got a guy. Low-tech explosion device strapped to his body and blew up in an underpass. Three other people suffered minor injuries. Okay, so no one was hurt at the Port Authority. So this must have been a shitty bomb. Okay. All right. So that's fucked up still. But that's life in the big city, baby. People want to take you down. Chris Evans, and I'm not to make light of the terrorist attack. I mean, it's like the terrorist attacks on New York. There was the big one, and then it's like a bomb that sort of hurt three people. That guy that mowed down a bunch of people, that was a terrorist attack in a car, which it seems less scary because it's like a car. It's like any, I don't know. It's scary, but not at the same time. Chris Evans invites bullied Keaton Jones to Avengers premiere. Man, everybody is on Keaton Jones's dick. I saw Mark Ruffalo that invites him, said, you'd be my guest too. You're too late, motherfucker. Captain America beat you. Then you gotta also just, I saw a video of Keaton Jones. It was very, I felt bad for this kid too. I would say come be my guest at something, but I got you know, I don't think he's, I don't know what I could offer. Come be my guest at Governor's in Long Island. I can't get you here. I don't know. You got to pay for your own like airfare and hotel, but I'll get the drinks. Always underrated. You don't have to drink alcohol. I think accompanied by an adult that let him in. I'd say, hey, it's Keaton. Yeah, he doesn't. He's got no interest. I think it would be hilarious. I'm sure this isn't going to happen. It's just something I would think. Now there's like different celebrities trying to like offer support to this kid. She's great. I just think it'd be funny if this kid turned into a real dick. I don't think that's going to happen. Seems like a sweet kid, but I just imagine him being like, you know, telling like other kids, fuck off. She's like, we'd be like, we're sorry, we bullied you. And did I hang out with Mark Ruffalo? Why would I want to hang out with you fucking losers? He wouldn't do that. He's a sweet boy. All right. Satanic Temple demands $35,000 after Belle Plaine, Minnesota cancels public space at Veterans Park. Is that even really a thing? Are there people really worshiping Satan? For real? For real? That sounds a little. Like, if you believe that there's a devil, that means you believe that there's a God. And then you're gonna pick. The devil's not as good. No matter. Even if you. Oh man, the devil's cool. He rides a motorcycle. And then you get to party in hell. Then why would anybody? That would be heaven. If you get to hang out and be cool and party, that's not hell. If you believe in devil, you believe in hell, you're gonna go down there and then you're just gonna get fucking tortured. Hell's not good. It's not good for anybody, I don't think. It's not supposed to be. That's what people, oh, I'll be with all the fucking party people. Well, either you don't believe in hell and you're like, fuck it, do what you want to do. That's kind of where I'm at. But I don't, if there is a heaven and hell, I think I'll take heaven. Right away. So, I don't believe in like a Satan, but I think it, I like, I always like in heavy metal music. I used to always like it when they worshiped, where they'd be like, Hail Satan. Because to me, that's just like a fuck you to religion. It's not such a. But I wouldn't go to a. I wouldn't take it to that level. I'm going. I gotta go to church, Ma. No, I'm not. The Satan church. I believe what I believe. It's such a. It's odd. But you gotta give them a place to worship. I guess. I don't know. Do you? I don't know why they're looking for $35,000. I don't feel like reading. Mario Batali steps away from restaurant empire following sexual misconduct allegations. Oh no, Mario. Sexual misconduct, but you cook such good food. Why would you do that? I'll say this. I remember when I first started Jacqueline, she went to one of these Mario Batali restaurants with her friend. I didn't go. And Jacqueline's got a nut allergy. Tells the waiter, I got a nut allergy. He ends up bringing her some. You know, oh, yes, of course. We take it very seriously. I write that. Tell the chef. We won't. No nuts. No nuts. No nuts. Right? She gets some shit with nuts in it. Eats it. Gets a fucking allergic reaction. Right? And then they're like, "No, it couldn't have been. It couldn't have been." Well, it was, motherfucker. I was like, "Oh yeah, it was the. It must have been that walnut soup. I don't forget what what it was. But it was something that was like that they should have known." And then they come back, say, "Oh, to make up for that, here's dessert." First of all, that doesn't make up for shit. Dessert doesn't make up for anything. Take it off the fucking bill. And then the dessert had nuts in it. I'm just saying, this was a Mario Batali restaurant. I don't think he was there. They're not good with consent. They put nuts in with no consent in this occasion, so. Who knows what Mario Batali's up to? If things are that loose around the old Babbo or whatever the fuck place it was. Imagine being fucking sexually harassed by Mario Batali and his fucking Crocs. Whoever that was, whoever had to live through that, I hope they find comfort in that he's stepping away and just gonna be a rich guy. I'm not gonna cook because I've been sexually harassing my employees. Listen, I'm just gonna go be rich and let the restaurants make money. I really don't have to cook anything. I'm gonna go hang out by a pool. Well, and think about my actions. My actions have brought pain to my family and people who I love. Whatever that old speech that everybody's got to pull out. And racial dispute at beloved bakery, Royals liberal college town. Oh, I don't. What happened? Students at Oberlin have all enjoyed. Blah, 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 blah. I'm not gonna read about this now. I'm gonna go. I hope they all figure it out. I like bakeries, and I hate racism. I hate bakeries too now, 'cause I'm off carbs, but I love them. All right. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.